The study of 8-year-olds at 14 sites across the U.S., including Wisconsin, does not point to a cause for autism. What it does reveal, says Thomas Frieden, is information on potential risk factors like having older parents and premature birth. Frieden directs the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He says the CDC study shows autism is more common in boys, and Frieden says there's an increase in prevalence among Hispanics and blacks.
We know more now about which children are more likely to have autism. We know at what age they're likely to be diagnosed. And we know whether progress has been made in diagnosing children with autism early.
Possible signs that may indicate autism are on the CDC's website. Dr. Susan Hyman chairs a subcommittee on autism for the American Academy of Pediatrics.
Children who aren't pointing, who aren't making eye contact with communication, who aren't developing language at the same rate, may have autism, but they may also have other things.
The report suggests better detection may be driving the 23% increase in autism spectrum disorders over 2 years. The CDC is also looking at environmental factors. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.